world. And it, so, yeah, let's, Jeff will set it up so that you can ask a question and I will go in and become Mark. Go ahead if you have a question. Okay, Jeff, they're muted. Hey, Jeff,
hello. It was done. It was fine. This is, everything is so beautiful. Last time, this time, everything is great. I have the question about what is going on right now with the Russia and China and war, maybe with the Russians they really wanted. And what is the state going on? What is happening?
It is very important now that you all hold in what seems to be impossible visions of peace. The physicality may not move to peace yet, but no matter what you see, continue to hold this Shambhala overlay of peace, unity, oneness, because that is truth. A world where some have and have not, and where power wins, where brute force wins, is the outplaying of the old karma that was the same karma that caused the downfall of Lemuria and Atlantis. So there is not an imminent downfall. There is now two playing fields. One, those of you who hold Shambhala-like consciousness, whatever is your beliefs, and those who hold fear, power, and oppression. Continue holding your truth, no matter what the plays are in this world. To hold truth of peace and oneness, the Shambhala truth, when everything is fine, is easy. The test comes when you hold that truth, irrespective of what seems to be the reality. So we do not know, because humans have free will, and it is not in our... And we are not allowed to stop free will. But you are using your free will to hold a vision of oneness and truth that finally can begin to take hold. Why? Because you are holding the vision while you are living in the messy world of human behavior. You have ascended to a higher level of holding possibilities. So your roles are more important now as the old plays keep being played out. So we do not know, but we do know that there is more energy in the Shambhala consciousness, whatever it's called by healers, by spiritual ones, than has ever been present before. Keep conscious of that level of truth. Thank you. We wish we could say that the angels and the ETs are going to swoop down and stand in front of the tanks. Humans still have the ability to make their own choices.
Thank you. It was very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Go ahead, Falcon, and then Margaret.
Okay. It's a two-part question. One is that there is a concept called predictive programming, in which those wishing to control a culture or a world will present movies and videos and images through the television, for example, to control the timelines we go down. Because the idea of predictive programming is that when we give attention to those things, the more people do, the more it feeds that timeline. First, is that correct?
Yes, there is a program of that sort of brainwashing that is absolutely in effect.
And it is leading us in those directions. And
it is leading some in those directions. But that's only at this lower level of karma. As more of you, and there's so many more who don't have the words that you do, who don't have the spirituality that you do, but they are with you at these levels. They are holding on to what their soul reminds them of. The new children are whole, and they're not so new anymore. Some of those new children are now in their 30s in positions of influence. That predictive programming does have success at that level, but the levels that you and many, many others are working on in conjunction with the higher levels of masters and elders are changing those predictive programs into something that couldn't be predicted.
All right, related question. If we ourselves being more creative by virtue of the higher frequency, maybe running more voltage would be a way to say it.
Yes.
If we give attention to those things, does it have more impact than a person in a lower frequency giving attention to those things?
It's a very good question. And the answer is yes. Your attention, your velocity ignites that which you focus on. And the more velocity you have, the more your focus is energized. So it's very important that you focus on those possibilities that are born from love and oneness and brotherhood.
Thank you.
Thank you for the clarity of your questions. Margaret.
Yeah, hi again. I'm very curious to hear the answer on this question. Actually, it was Jeanette who gave me the idea to this question during the mail I sent to her lately. So I want to ask if the world is ready to scientific evidence for sober diffusion.
The world is very much ready for scientific evidence for for all of the mystical, unexplainable techniques, tools, happenings, miracles. The world, the very logical, rational world, wants to have proof before it takes a step. So that need for proof also creates the possibility of the proof. So the need creates the proof. So please follow your instinct, run in your lane that brings more people to soul body fusion, and it doesn't matter if it's called soul body fusion, to the integration of the physical with the spiritual. Thank you.
Thank you.
People are certainly ready.
Yeah. Sure. It will come, I know.
Hello, this is Bente from Denmark. I don't know if it's a question for Jeanette or for Mark, but I want to ask, when this corona situation allows Jeanette to travel again, will these Mark classes then continue, online classes?
All right, that's a Jeanette question, but Mark's here to give me a picture of it. The picture I have is that the MARC classes will continue online in this way because it's very supportive. When I can travel again, it'll be MARC weekends. It will be the kinds of workshops that I've always loved giving in Copenhagen and Jutland and Stockholm and Oslo. So those will resume as soon as we can. But this works very well for consistency and for the community, the international community that it builds. I'm grateful for COVID, for this actually. It's changed, it's just opened up the power of these smart classes more than what we were able to hold before when we had our small but powerful Denver groups.
Yes, thank you. Best news today. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, who's got a couple hard questions for Mark? Give him the tough ones.
Hi, it's Teresa in London. I don't know if this is hard or tough, but just going back to the codes, because if I'm correct, Mark said that we all have codes and they will be activated at the right time, and we've activated this evening. And so what about those who are in like the consciousness that we were talking about with the war, ego, power? What about their codes? And can they be activated? And are we influencing, because ours are being activated, that?
Great questions. All humans have codes. All humans have their lane. All humans have their destiny. And destiny isn't the perfect word, because destiny seems predetermined. But if you can imagine that the lane is not predetermined, it's just clear for you. Every human has that. And along certain ways, when that human has a certain frequency, so the codes don't just happen at mile marker 16. The codes happen when the human has a certain amount of frequencies and passes mile marker 16, then they're activated. So, and actually, if the human doesn't have those levels of frequencies, they're not even going to get to mile marker 16 in their lane. They're going all over the place, because it's generally not about self-actualizing. And it's interesting that this class is actualization. For many people, it's not about self-actualizing in the way you all do it. It's about actualizing power. And it's the king's sort of power. It's not the power of true leadership. So yes, all humans have codes. And some of them, it's going to take many lifetimes before they start activating them, because the frequencies have to match the frequencies are the key that start the activation sequence going.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you. If that helps.
Yeah, it does help. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
This probably seems off the wall, but I don't understand at all about the robots, and especially the ones that are all the things they want them to do. And some made like humans and some want to be humanized. And one, Sophia, already has, what do you call it? She has, I can't think of the word, country. She has, what do you have when you have citizenship in Iran? And some of the, you know, robots want to be, they want to be actualized also. And I have just nowhere to
all
place
right.
any of this.
All right. Artificial intelligence is certainly intelligent, but it doesn't come with frequencies which come from heart, come from a soul-entrusted heart. So the frequencies that allow for self-actualization are not in the capacity of AI. AI will have actualization of intellect, actualization that can mimic emotions. It can certainly learn, but that which is your cosmic seed of light, that center, that star in your heart, is missing in even the most intelligent robots. So they will be able to actualize in ways that mimic humans, but they cannot mimic the spirituality, the ability to be multiple consciousness, multidimensional, that humans have, because it's not humans' intellect that make you multidimensional. It's that core light in their hearts, in your hearts.
So what do you see about our relationship with, I mean, it's in so many areas now. I mean, is there any suggestion or can you talk about that?
It's part of the unfolding of awakening, because in some cases, the expanded intelligence of some of these robots will bring incredible breakthroughs that help make the human part of the human existence easier. So they can be partners, but the final levels of spirituality, of ascendance, of alchemy, is impossible by those mm-hmm. artificial beings. So that's probably what we would say for now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you don't mind. Mark, there's a lot of talk about yetis and the other beings on this, who are with us here. I know very, very little. Can you talk a little bit more about, I think, yetis, draconians? I heard a lot on these calls. I would like to know who those people are, who those beings are. And if you can share a little bit more from your perspective.
We'll give just an overview. The Earth has been a collective place. It's a node in awakening, so that the Earth has been of interest to artificial intelligence, to beings who have mostly evolved in other worlds. So the Earth has always been of interest. The Earth is very much an incubator for evolution, for creation. And so some ET races have gained in intellect and technology but they have lost their ability for evolution. It's as if the consciousness star either was never in them or it shrunk. So the earth, because it has this consciousness star, it has this creative instinct. Humans, not just earth, but humans have this ability to create, which means moving through dimensions, moving through timelines that other beings haven't. So the earth has always been of interest. And the earth is a special treasure. So there have been many galactic wars fought because of Earth, but also that involved the Earth, that were not about the Earth, but were about resources and power bases. So war has been a continuous imprint in this corner of the universe. However, war is a dimension. It happens in a certain dimension. When you get to these places that we call Shambhala, these places of oneness, war is impossible because there's only the knowing of oneness and camaraderie, and you are me and I am you. But there's many levels of evolution happening on Earth, and some of it is the end point of great lines of karma. Humans, for instance, are at a possibility of ending many, many cycles of karma. Well, not just humans, but other non-human beings are also at the edge of a karmic cycle where they can choose a different multidimensional way of being. There have been good ETs and bad ETs, to make it very simple. And both still have a foothold in your realms. However, as humanity increases its, as humanity had a low frequency, its frequency was able to be co-opted by, say, ETs or star beings who also had a low frequency. So there was much happening to keep humanity at a low frequency because the lower frequency ETs can use those energies. As humanity lifts its frequency, humanity becomes unavailable to ET races who keep their frequency low. So humanity's lifting is an invitation if they can raise their frequency, and some cannot. Some are not actually consciousness-based. They are artificial intelligence-based. As humans ascend their frequency, then there's hosts of star beings and elders who have a high frequency, who are helping incubate and give birth to or support the birth of humanity at higher levels. And more high frequency star beings are coming into consciousness, into the mix, in the bringing their frequency into Shambhala so that you can be part of the spaces they hold. So there's many kinds of ETs, and ultimately even the lowest ones will have the opportunity, if they can, to raise their vibration. So that is a primer on galactic involvement by extraterrestrials in this dimension.
Well, thank you. I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
So you also mentioned that we mixed at some level, like humanity, with those races, some of those races, and some of us may remember reincarnations from different planets. So what, how that comes, so that means that we're not human, but we're human? If we do, what does it mean?
Humans are a mix. Humans are a mix of, we'll call them beneficial ETs, that were hybridized with the beings that were here. And so what is human is already made up of stardust, of star beings. And your souls have been through evolutions, not just in the human world, but evolutions in the star part of your DNA. So some people remember their evolution in their non-human formats. And many of you, because you've been drawn to multidimensionality, you've been drawn to that which isn't strictly human, will remember and do remember that you are more than just a non-hairy ape. You are seeded with consciousness and frequencies and possibilities from a vast array of star systems, and you may remember it. As you all get more interdimensional, multidimensional, the memories get stronger because you are moving up to the frequencies at which those memories were embedded. So, welcome home. And it's a very big home.
Thank you, Mark.
May I ask one more question?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. There's an idea circulating largely because of the law of one material, which is that the dividing line in the bifurcation will be based upon whether one is service to self-oriented or service to others-oriented. And they say if you're above 51% service to others-oriented, then you'll make the cut and go into the higher frequencies. And if you're service to self-oriented, you'll go on the lower timeline. Is it that simple, or what is the dividing line that creates those who will go? I mean, when you say frequency, that's rather vague.
There is no dividing line. There is no bifurcation that is in the destiny of humanity. There is, so people who have a low frequency have more time. Time is relative. As your frequencies grow, you need less time for growing them because you're already there. The people who have a lower frequency, whatever you call it, and there's no percentage, there is no bifurcation in oneness. They all will move. We understand you're saying timeline. You'll share a similar timeline, but the experiences will be different. Mm-hmm. So the experiences of someone who's very holy will have a very different experience of the same reality as somebody who thinks it's everybody else's fault. So it is a simple way to look at it so that people, this law of one, so that people can understand that service to others, but you cannot serve others unless you also serve yourself. So this separation between self and others in that whole analogy is not correct.
So then how would you define holiness? Is it the conscious awareness of oneness? Is it that simple?
The conscious awareness of oneness, and you don't even have to believe in oneness. It's the conscious awareness of peace, happiness, goodness. You don't have to believe that everything is ultimately one. That is what creates, that brings a higher frequency. That higher frequency brings experiences that match that higher frequency. So a person who's holy brings more experiences that magnify the holiness.
So then is it, I'm sorry, I'm just still trying to grok this. So is it then primarily an emotional thing that moves one to the higher frequencies? For instance, joy is a high frequency. Joy is often considered a signifier of holiness. Is it the joyful?
So in the beginning, it is an emotion of joy or happiness, or sometimes a quiet joy that is just a Zen peacefulness. However, once you've moved through the door of that, then it's not even an emotion. It is a state, an emotionless state that could hold all emotions without losing the holiness and the happiness. That this higher state could see sadness, but doesn't become sadness. Mm-hmm. So emotions are a good bellwether to get through the gate. But at the higher levels of multidimensionality, your word of joy becomes a non-emotional joy. But in this life, joy, happiness, holiness, oneness, gratitude are all emotions that increase your frequency.
And holiness is that which is eternal.
Holiness is the experience of that which is eternal. That which is eternal has no emotions in it.
Thank you. That's a lot to think about. Or experience. Yeah.
Experience and release into. Yes. Thank you. We'll take one more question.
So in other words, when you get to the higher frequency, there are no emotions.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And you'll all fall into that once in a while. You wake up in that state that's indefinable. It's wonderful. You don't want it to end, but you won't even pinpoint a name of an emotion. It's just endless wonder, grace, but it is above emotions. All right, dear ones, we have a final. All right, a final gift. So we'll have you turn off your videos and audios. And this gift is simply a energetic sweeping away. So imagine that you've got your lane, your path on the mountains, your vertical path, however it is for you. And we're just going to transmit for a few minutes. We'll call it an energy of sweeping away, or clearing, so that the path, the lane is clearer. So find yourself in yourself, on your path, your lane, and feel a clearing. And this clearing isn't from you. This is a gift of grace. This is the beings, the elders, the higher dimensional beings of Shambhala clearing the path for you. Much like a racetrack is raked before a big race. So receive the gift of these other beings clearing a space for you. And go ahead and put in the wish, the request, that these beings are always in front of you, clearing the space, clearing the track, so that you feel personally supported. Remembering that you're never, ever alone. And now let this clearing, the sweeping away of your path, also just focus on your body now, where the higher beings sweep away some of the knots, some of the lower vibrations, some of the stuck places. So just open to a gift of a body clearing and opening, lifting. Dear ones, we only invite you to love yourselves as much as you are loved. Thank you. This is Mark and all your friends. All right, well, enjoy whatever codes come. And I don't know if you'll feel them as codes, but perhaps just physical jolts of clarity. So this series is really going to be about aha, clarity, different actions, not so much reactiveness, but more space in your decision-making, that space for holiness, that space for clarity. And we are doing it together. So Thank you all so much. So we've got 8 weeks in a row, and this is amazing time because all the planets are going forward, and I think that's going to be for the next 3 months. So this is a spectacular time. We will have an initiation series trilogy. We don't have it up on the website yet. It's going to be the first one, and these are each going to be initiations. We've done activations before. Initiations are, I guess, bigger because that's what we need now. The first one will be February 22nd. I think it's a Wednesday or a Thursday. And I so apologize that I didn't do my Facebook Live on 2/2/22 as I said I would. We just couldn't get it all together in time to do that. So I'm sorry if I stood you up on Facebook. So we'll see you next Monday. We'll turn off the recording, turn on your videos, and we'll all say hi.